You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy, so now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to the Carrie and Tommy Show, my favourite day of the week. It is hump day.
Hello. Here's a question. Would Sonda stay doing this job with us if she won the $150 million Powerball prize?
Absolutely not.
Up for grabs this
If Son won 50 bucks on a scratch, she should be out of here.
Because that's the question. $150 million up for grabs. I don't know if you remember earlier this year, a healthcare worker won $100 million, $107 million in Sydney. And obviously the win made headlines. But what made headlines was her promise to stay in her healthcare job.
You should have to give the money back. If that's
your if you stay in your job.
Yeah. If you're like, oh,
what are you doing with 100? If you won Lotto tomorrow, how does your year look?
Convincing my three best mates to leave their partners, then we're going to South America and I'm saying goodbye to all my loved ones.
What? And then never coming home.
Dark, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought we were saying the truth for a second.
I'd buy a yacht. There we go. I'll save us.
You'd buy a yacht?
I mean, that's so cliche.
I'd buy a yacht, go sailing, say goodbye to my loved ones.
South America.
It's hard to cop a win on the show. I'm now realising why Son had her head under the desk. I think I'm going to go under.
Hold on. But so you're making your mates leave their partners and you're saying goodbye to everybody. Mate, it's meant to make you happy.
No, it's not. It makes people miserable.
Yeah, you do hear that a lot.
Yeah. I watched a doco on it and it made me. It made me never buy a lottery.
What did it say in the doco?
They followed up with all these people who had won the lotto in America. So those super big wins like this, and they all end up just miserable. The lady goes, she said, you can't keep your own friends that you have because suddenly all the problems they have are unrelatable to you. So they're going, oh, school fees have gone up, but they don't say it to them because they're like, well, what do you
care? So then what do you talk about?
Yep.
What
are you, right. And they said things like they gave five of their best friends like $10 million each. And they said their sixth and seventh and all the way down friends then hated them because they were like, well, you basically didn't give us $10 million, so we hate you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading a bit about what people do.
What would you do? Hang on, what would you do?
I'd probably invest it.
Oh, you should have to give it back.
No, I would. And that's what 70% of people do. But I have wondered whether there is anyone to help you post-lottery win. Do you just win money and all of a sudden you're out on your own trying to work out what to do with it? Well, or is there like a lottery counsellor that sits there with you and guides you?
I know there's a bigger amount. So if you take it all in one lump sum, it's less.
Oh, because of the tax stuff.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, 55% of people paid off their mortgage, 35% bought a new car, 22% donated 35%. To charity, 20% bought a new house and went on holiday. Yeah. I thought this was interesting. Only 15% of people retired and only 10% got a new job.
Oh.
Yeah.
1%, I read the 1% that started a business.
1%, that's not many, is it?
Isn't that? But also, I think if you're that person, you should have to give the money back.
I thought it was interesting, though, that the first people do, the majority of people, is they pay off their mortgage.
Can we
straight away, first thing.
Can we try and talk to them? Lotto winners?
Who?
Because I've always wanted to do a story with Lotto winners, but they're very secretive about their identities.
But then now you're hoping they'll come on air?
Well, we don't have to.
We can use a disguiser.
No, I don't think we've teed that up, have we?
Have we? No.
Oh, yeah,
we
have.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, okay. We can use a disguiser.
And fake name and stuff?
Yep. 13. Do you want like lots of cash or just any amount of lottery win?
I mean, I would love someone disguising their voice to tell us they've won $72 in Division 7.
All right, any amount of lottery.
You guys won't believe it. I bought myself 4 Snickers bars.
Have you won cash? What did it do to your life?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I am so excited.
Yep. About the 150 mil Powerball?
No, not at all. About chatting to lotto winners.
Yes.
Because notoriously very hard to do stories on because they don't want to be identified and we've put it out there, hey, you can call us, we can give you a fake name if you want, we can chuck a voice disguiser on, we want to hear about what happens when you win a shed load of money.
And because one of the reasons they probably don't want to be identified is because it's often life's not great after you won lotto.
And all your friends and family hit you up for cash.
You'd have to shout every dinner for the rest of your life, wouldn't you?
Yep.
What amount do you think stops you having to, do you know what I mean? Like if you win 100,000, are you shouting dinner every day for the rest of your life or is it only?
I think it's when it ticks over into mills.
Mills, yeah.
I think.
All right. Maybe we could ask Tim, shall we? Tim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Tim, how much money did you win?
$1 million.
A million. Well, do
just
you
over,
have to shout every dinner that you ever go to?
No, because I didn't tell anyone. wife and I kept it to ourselves.
That's great.
Wow, how long ago was this, Tim?
About 6 years ago.
And so was that hard to hide it?
Well, it really wasn't, because wife and I had our own businesses anyway, so we were pretty well off anyway. But we decided, let's not tell our friends. We told no one. We didn't tell the kids. I just went out and bought a speedboat and new cars.
Hold on. You didn't tell the kids?
No, the kids don't know.
Oh, wow. And did you go on holidays? Like, did you at least shout the kids? Yeah.
Went on holidays, all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
You said that you bought a speedboat, new cars, went on holiday, and yet nobody went, gosh, Tim and his missus are having a good old time lately.
No one. We gave $100,000 away to charity, to a church we're involved in. All that sort of stuff. But, told no one. Told brothers and sisters, nothing. Parents, nothing.
Tim, it's fascinating. Thank you
for giving us a call. Wait, one last question. Has it made you happier?
You're better off. If you don't let it get to you, and that's the thing. You just got to keep a level playing field. You know what I mean? If you start thinking you're this famous celebrity and famous rapper and all this power because you've got money, then yes, it's going to get to you.
It's pretty hard to be unhappy on a speedboat, though.
It is.
True.
It's hard to not look like you've gotten ahead of yourself when you're on a speedboat.
That's
too.
True.
People on a speedboat standing up there.
Have a look at that humble unit on the speedboat. I'm assuming we're allowed to use this next person's name. It's probably fake as well because it is written up on the screen. Josh, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How much did you win?
Me and my brother split a ticket one night, and we won $4 million together.
Oh, wow.
Hold on, Josh. You sound quite young. How old were you?
Yeah, we were 18 and just turned 17 at the time.
Oh, my God.
Have you never worked again?
Oh, no. We kind of blew it.
What do you mean?
At university.
Well, that's good that you both...
We had a plan to go over to Croatia to start a beach soccer league.
To start a beach soccer league.
I love it already.
You're the best.
And then what happened on that path to the beach soccer league?
Didn't quite take off.
And so did you buy all the money on that?
Yeah, most of it. And then we came back, bought a boat, but we didn't have enough money to maintain it.
But hold on. I need details. What do you mean you blew it on building the beach soccer league? Like partying and having fun while you were trying to get it up? Or?
Yeah, mostly, but also marketing and...
Oh my God!
Do you still play beach soccer?
Yeah, but just locally with not much money.
Not internationally. Do you still buy lotto tickets?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you regret how you use the money, or are you glad that you had a crack?
No, absolutely, it was good fun.
Good man.
Wow, that's fascinating,
brother. Thank you for getting involved. I feel like it's a real talkback. Thank you so much for taking the time. Let's go to our next caller there. I believe we have Mark. Mark, how are you?
G'day, mate. How are you?
You're pretty good.
We've obviously got the voice disguiser on for everyone because a lot of people who win big money don't want anyone to know that they've won big money.
Yeah, I won huge money.
What did you win?
$550.
Not bad.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on the air this week for Maybank.
I don't think this is their song, I Want to Break Free, but that's what I think of whenever I think of Maybank.
Yes.
Because they say break free from your existing mortgage, which is draining your life.
Oh, and save yourself thousands and thousands of dollars, but also years of repayments. God,
do it now.
Do it. I want to break free. Because what's coming up?
Well, I don't know. You've been to the doctor and I need to know all about it.
It's not actually me.
Oh.
It's someone famous. It's not.
Is it?
But if that makes you keep listening, stay with us.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've had a bit of anonymous fun on the show so far because we've had people, are you okay, mate?
My hand. Anyway, my pen's exploded.
Okay. Am I allowed to do some radio? I feel like this is what happens. You've worked out that it's my turn to do a segment talk about, oh no, my pen's exploded. Oh, no. Oh God. What, you guys are talking about me again? Oh, that's weird.
speak.
Sorry, we've had a bit of anonymous fun on the show so far, and I'm going to continue that because this next man will remain unnamed to protect his privacy, but he went to the doctors. He had a
is he
thing
famous?
On his lip. No, or maybe. He had a thing on his lip, right? And he goes, what do you reckon this is? And showed me. And I was like, I reckon this is a question for a doctor. And he goes to the doctor, and the doctor immediately started questioning him about his history between the sheets.
Oh. Right?
And he went straight into all these different types of tests. He's swabbing. He's got a he's got to pee into a cup. And then...
Did he have to do the swab I did when I was pregnant?
He did.
Oh, my God.
Yes. he had to get a stick up the jacksie.
Oh.
And he had to do...
Did he have to do it himself like I did?
He had to do three burnouts.
Oh! I couldn't even get it up there to start.
He's doing donuts on his donut. So anyway, then he hands in all his products, right?
Oh.
And then he comes home. It comes to another
he
place.
Comes home, he comes so obviously somebody lives.
Stop it! Stop it! he
comes, okay, so we know who this is.
I was at his house.
Yeah,
and
it's Ronnie.
I was at his house. Damn it! Gosh, I was at a house somewhere. He happened to be there, and he told me about all these these tests.
Did he ask you not to talk about it on radio?
Shut up, mate! He told me. Go back to your pen hand. He told me about all these tests, and I said, "What?" And he goes, yeah, I did all these tests anyway. And he was starting to get really stressed. And I said, mate, did you tell them what you've been doing? And he goes, he didn't even ask me. And I said, what? And he goes, you just started asking me about my history between the sheets. I said, you've got to go see another doctor, mate.
What do you mean what he'd been doing?
He goes to see another doctor and he goes, can you have a look at my lip? And the doctor
has
a look. It's got like a sore on it, right?
Okay.
And he goes, can you have a look at my lip? And then the doctor said, oh, how did you get this? And he goes, well, I was riding a bike in the Alps and it was really cold. And I think it was quite windy. I think my lips may have got dry. And the doctor looks at it and goes, yeah, that's just, you've just split your lip. Like it's just a lip split and that's a sore that will heal. And
but yet, meanwhile, he's had all array of testing and a triple burnout. Yeah,
he's stuck a stick up his bum because he had a split lip.
Probably good for him to do that, though, I feel.
What, just teach him a lesson, you reckon?
Nah, just it's always good to be up to date in those things.
I don't reckon it's always good to just have it just for exploratory services. So I want to know, on 131060, Buzzle, when did the doctor get it?
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Great. Give us a call, 131060. When did the doctor get it?
Wrong, 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 wrong.
Nothing to do with
Perfect.
Lying at all.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Asking you, when did the doctor get it?
Wrong, 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 wrong.
And something special as well for our callers today, guys. The best one's going to receive a $200 Endota Spa voucher, buy two Endota skincare products during September, and receive a third free. How good is that?
How good. Zach, when did the doctor get it wrong?
So I went in to see a physio about what they thought was a corky to the leg. I was doing a bit of massage and stuff to it for about 6 weeks, letting me run and stuff on it, footy training.
Yeah.
Went and saw the ultrasound and they said, we need to get an x-ray. It turns out your leg's broken.
Oh.
Bro, I'm no expert on broken bones, but I reckon running on them for 6 weeks probably isn't great.
Nah, it wasn't great for
it,
no.
I thought you could.
Yeah, how bad was the pain?
It wasn't too bad. So it was only the fibula, the little bone in the bottom of your leg, but so I wasn't the one taking all the pain.
Oh, mate, you could have really. We wouldn't have known if you'd gone. It was the femur. So excruciating.
My femur was sticking out of my leg.
Hey, Candace, when did the doctor get it wrong?
Hey, so I had a cold for about 2 weeks, and then by the end of it, I went to the doctor because I had a really bad headache. He sent me home and said, I'll be fine, just have some rest. I went home, slept for 16 hours. Next morning, I woke up, was paralyzed, had to call an ambulance, went to the hospital. Turns out I had viral meningitis.
Oh my god.
The hospital had to call Prince Charles because I never dealt with it before, and I was in hospital for a week and a half in isolation. And the doctor told me that I'm lucky I came in when I did because it could have turned into meningococcal and I could have died.
We meant to build up to the big ones.
Whoa.
This is massive.
Wow.
Candace, did you speak to the doctor who misdiagnosed you?
No, I didn't go back and speak to it. To be honest, it was pretty traumatic for me to go through that. I didn't even know what it was, but, yeah, I was pretty much completely paralyzed because it's like an infection of the fluids in your brain and your spine.
It's worth telling him, I reckon, because sometimes, you know, to know it's like not misdiagnosed in the future.
It's like if you get food poisoning, you know how you're meant to tell the restaurant. Even though I know that that's what you're meant to do, I'm not good with
And by the time you've recovered, you just can't be bothered dealing with it anymore. You know, Candace, I was just going to say what might make you feel tiny bit better today. How about an Indota spa voucher?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
mate.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Good on you, Candace. What if one of the next ones is like, what? Nearly died as well.
Well, I don't know. I just felt I had to give it to Candace. She's paralysed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do we have another one we could give?
Buzz, do we have more?
I reckon if there's a really, really good story here, I reckon the folks at Indota would be happy to give one away.
Let's see, Sarah. Sarah, when did the doctor get it wrong?
So when I was living over in London, it was December last year and it was approaching Christmas time, so it was the festive season. And my housemate at the time started having these fainting episodes. So he went to the doctor and she didn't do any testing or anything like that. She put it down to the excitement of Christmas.
That's ridiculous. What ended up being wrong?
So he obviously didn't stay with her and he went and got a second opinion, thankfully. And that doctor made referrals and he had further testing done and it turned out to be, I think it was an iron deficiency there was kind of issues with his blood.
Right. Mm. But wasn't excited about Christmas?
No, he hates Christmas.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That lovely laugh that you hear is a great comedian, good friend of the show. Utopia Season 4 is one of the stars. Please welcome Deborah Jones Singer.
Thank you so much for having me. Nice to be here. Carrie Bickmore, you've had, you know, Brad Pitt, Deborah Jones Singer.
I know.
Win after win for you.
I couldn't nail Brad Pitt. Can I nail you? That's the question.
Did you mean to say nail?
No, I don't mean like.
What is happening? All right. So anyway, Utopia, it's a great show about government advisory and infrastructure.
I couldn't nail Brad Pitt. You said that was a private thing, but you didn't say...
In what sexually context, Carrie?
Then which way? Like more of a crucifixion type thing?
Get everything I wanted out of the interview.
Oh, really? Yes. What were some of the questions? I know Brad Pitt's back catalogue well. You asked the question. Ask me a Brad Pitt question that you can get and I'll try and answer it.
It'll be, can you take your pants off? No. Oh, really? I was interested to know how often he gets to see his kids, stuff like that. I was not going to ask him that because that's just really private information that he's not going to chat to me about.
So instead you're just going to try and nail him.
How often do you get to see your kids, Dad?
Actually, I'm interested in this as well.
Can we change topic, please?
Okay. let's change it to something more disgusting than the idea of you two nailing, and that is a picture that you posted, and we've talked about this before. We've had an intervention in this show before with Carrie's partner, Chris, because he did exactly what you've done in this photo. Dill,
show me.
Have a look and see if you spot a problem with that photo that Dill has posted willingly to his own Instagram.
I mean, I can see the problem you're going to have with it, but I don't have the same problem.
That's because you're trying to nail Dill, though.
No, you've got an issue that Dill's not wearing modesty shorts.
For people listening, I'm wearing running ties, skins, or whatever you call them. And as soon as I posted that picture, a fair few people just started tagging Carrie and Tommy Show and saying, you know, this has been disgusting. You know, wear some modesty shorts. Now, here's the truth. When I do take them out on the track, I'll wear the shorts. But this was just,
Instagram.
You got your rig out last year for charity. Let me get my rig out for Tinder.
That's more offensive than a full frontal nude.
No, because he's got a long top on, so the long top is covering the bits that need to be covered by modesty shorts.
Well, that kind of makes me feel really insecure, to be honest.
Why? Because the top's not that long.
It's a crop top and summer still. The man boob seems to be still covered.
There's nipples, but no tackle.
Do you run often?
Nipples, no tackle. That's what my new show is going to be called. I do try and run as often as I can at the moment. So I have registered for a marathon next month. And the only reason I did it because if I don't have a deadline, I don't work towards it. So I was just overseas in the UK doing shows in Edinburgh and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? If I don't have this deadline, I'm going to get really lazy and I'm going to slack off. So I put it in. But then... Oh, man, it's so hard.
It sucks.
We're training for the Point to Pinnacle in November, and I really got to start training.
Aren't you motivated by the idea of, like, trying to beat Tommy? Isn't that something that kind of drives you
a little? Well, no, because I'm going to walk, run, and Tommy's going to run.
Yeah, so what is then? What is your challenge then for you?
He wants to beat Hamish McDonald. See, look at his. Did you see his mood change?
Because I've tore my calf.
Oh, now you're getting his injury.
Here comes the excuse. Oh. Yeah. We'll get a new one. I did my first 30K run yesterday.
What?
The other day. Yeah. So as part of this
that's
is what
that's more than we have to do on our actual full.
Yeah,
run.
This is training, and I'm still
30.
Yeah, I'm still like about 15 kilos heavier than what's meant to be my normal weight. So I'm carrying like a 4-year-old on my back, and people were so excited when Serena Williams played Wimbledon when she was pregnant. I'm like, yeah, but that's a fetus. I got a whole 4-year-old on my back as I'm running 30K.
Are you looking at pregnant women going, oh, you think that's hard? You should try being me for a day.
That's not what I said. I know your demographic. Please don't attack me.
The extra 15 kilos isn't hurting you because is still trying to nail you.
This interview's going.
She's just trying to put a baby in me.
Imagine if you were 15 kilos lighter. We couldn't have even started the chat. She just would have jumped your bones.
But I've been trying so hard to train, and the motivation is starting to wean off. I found that the Hamilton soundtrack gets me to for the first 18 kilometers.
Yeah, so it's the boredom, isn't it?
The boredom because you're listening to a musical soundtrack.
How dare you? Have you listened? You,
Sondra and I left Hamilton at half time. Anyway,
did you really?
Anyway, let's wrap this up.
This is I'm going to
walk out. Have you had a walk out of the show yet?
No,
because I'm about to leave. I can't believe I have gone.
I mean, Brad Pitt didn't even walk out of me. You can walk out if you need.
Say to the rest of the office, it's because Bickmore tried to nail me.
A bit of clickbait.
Have you, is there any running happening in Utopia? That's what you're here to chat about.
No, well, yes. Well, it's funny because we did we did all the shooting, you know, it was done a while ago. But between the third season and season 4, I lost like 35 kilos and there's no acknowledgement at all. It's just the same wardrobe but just shrunk.
Utopia tonight, 9 p.m. on ABC and, of course, iView. Dilruk Jayasinghe, thank you, brother.
And check me out on the running track without modesty shots. If you're interested in nailing me, apparently.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
You nailed that, yeah. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Time to get into this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Do you want to start with your favourite story of the day?
Ooh.
Or mine? Do you want to talk about when you could have made millions but you didn't, or getting nude?
Oh, no, they could have made millions. Bit.
Yes, Netflix, right? Worth what? What would it be worth now? I probably have that information right in
front
of me.
Well, didn't they just
somewhere?
Pay $73 million for Seinfeld?
Is
so
right?
Netflix must be worth absolutely squillions. Oh, and did they make The Crown?
Yes, they
did. Yeah, and that was $250 million or something?
It's now valued at $130 billion.
Oh. I'll say what I always say when someone says something like that. Damn, girl!
So a Netflix co-founder has described the moment. The CEO of Blockbuster, this was in like 2000, right?
Yeah.
Netflix at the time was losing heaps of money. They were not sort of the business they are now. It was a different kind of version of the business. And they went to Blockbuster to try and say, hey, let's merge.
Oh.
And Blockbuster at the time wasn't doing too bad, and they were like, we're not merging with you guys. $50 million was what the Netflix co-founder said that they said Netflix is worth.
Yeah.
And the Blockbuster guys laughed in their face.
Oh.
Didn't merge. Netflix now worth $130 billion.
Yeah, but
Blockbuster declared bankruptcy in 2010.
Oh, I was about to say, they're still going on, right?
Nudity, though.
Yes.
I know you're very, very excited about this.
This is... No, I am not.
You are.
No,
you don't like one aspect of it.
No, I don't like any aspects of this.
You do like getting nude.
The people that do this are the people that you least want to see nude.
Okay, so there's going to be a nude pop-up diner
yes.
in Sydney, okay? You can go be
nude
uninhibited.
And pop-up is funny.
And have a Sunday sesh, a few beers, have a bit of a feed with your friends, all minus your clothes.
Yeah.
This is how they sell it. $30 will get you a drink of your choice, a lanyard
yes.
in which you can store all your cards and IDs because obviously you're not going to have pockets.
Oh.
And a seat in a room full of people with their tits and bits out is
and
how they describe it.
Nothing says sexy like I'm nude but wearing a lanyard. And eating.
Yeah, I feel like if you're nude with a lanyard, you've had your clothes taken off you for bad reasons.
Absolutely.
You know, like you're not happy about it.
Yeah, they're one step away from throwing that white powder at you and hosing
exactly.
you down.
100%. Well, they've said it's a non-sexual event.
Bollocks.
And they said anyone behaving inappropriately will be removed. Oh, the staff will be fully clothed.
Gross.
But here's the question. Should anyone be eating naked?
Well, it's only going to be three guys at this event.
Why?
And because no women are going to this
I'm
event.
I'm not
going to
eat naked.
No.
I reckon you'd never eat again if you watched yourself eat. I remember hearing they say if you watched yourself eat in front of a mirror, you'll just never eat again. I was like, oh, stop.
That's what I feel like. You know when you hear stories about people having mirrors on the above their beds?
Oh, my parents used to have that.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
I can't believe you said that into a microphone.
We moved into this house, my mum and my stepdad, I reckon when I was in year six, right?
Yes.
And it was this big old haunted mansion.
What are the ghosts doing? You don't want to know.
And we walked upstairs and it had all this floral wallpaper. And in the main bedroom, there was a mirror on the roof. And my parents were like, oh, we'll have to remove that. Yeah. That's shocking. And 2 years later, the mirror was still on the roof.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Usually with Ed Cavalier next to drive you home.
Here's a question for you guys. 150 million Powerball, what are you doing if you win?
Out of here. Absolutely.
Would you?
No way, man.
Win the whole lot.
No, definitely. What about you, Vickers?
Yeah, but I feel like for Hughes it's different because Hughes, that'd be you taking a pay cut, wouldn't it?
Exactly no, right. not at all.
It's not worth cashing in the ticket. Yeah. It's like that thing where they say, is it worth Bill Gates bending down to pick up $100? It's not worth it.
Mate, yeah. Yeah, if Hughes had to stop his income to buy a ticket, he's losing money.
I kid you not, last night I rode my bike home in the dark. Yeah. I heard when I went to get my key out as I was still riding along our street,
yeah.
I heard another chink and I thought, what was that? I went back in the dark and found 20 cents.
What'd you do?
That I'd left on the ground.
And picked it up.
I was so bloody proud of myself. It was
yeah.
It's like Carrie finding Order Australia, you know?
The reason is we had calls on from people that have won lottery before, and this guy called up and him and his brother won $4 million when they were 18,
yep.
and they blew it all trying to start up a Croatian beach soccer league.
Oh, hang on. In Croatia?
Yes. They went over there and thought they'll start this league, and then they came back with nothing.
Which is weird because that's what I was going to do. So I'm lucky.
There is actually a stat that most people blow their money. Like,
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, I don't know. Really high percentage of the people who win a big lotto just broke. You know, within a few years. Yeah.
Well, the thing that most people do first is pay off their mortgage.
There was a great example on this doco that I watched where the guy got a missus who was really into buying. Like
things.
Jewelry and stuff. Yeah. And so he bought this really nice house and all this jewelry, and then they broke up.
Yeah.
And he went and bought a digger, like an excavator, and put all her jewelry in the pool and then filled the pool in with land.
What do you mean? For what purpose?
Because he's a madman that won the lotto.
Wouldn't you take it to cash converters?
He's not thinking about that, mate.
He's going out and money.
Also, that's a long-term investment as well because he can dig it up at some point.
Yeah.
He does make the money.
He's always thinking investments, this guy.
What do you guys got coming up today?
I'm on swear watch. I don't know if you know about that, but
yes.
I've sworn twice on air in the last 2 weeks.
You told me when we were having lunch.
The Sorry. Bug from Buzz.
Exactly
that's all.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
From Buzz.
Yes.
It's all your
don't
fault.
Don't go blaming me. You've done it twice. I've only ever done it once.
No, but it did start with you.
Mate, no one had sworn out of any of us here until you swore, Buzz.
Yeah. Starting a trend. I'm a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Have you apologised, unlike Buzz, to the network?
I'm mortified, but I've gone so far as to say if I do swear again this week,
he's going to pay a fine out of his own money. It's up to $3,500. So if Husey says an F word at some point during our show, it goes up $500 every hour, and it's currently at $3,500 in Husey swear jar.
Hey, that's a great listener competition. Phone in when you hear Husey swear, and you can win some money.
Yes, but we've had to do it. You've got to register. It's a national show, guys, so we have to register.
Can I ask one quick thing? I've worked with you since I was 21. This is like 18 years now.
Yes.
Is this a new thing for you to swear? I don't recall in the past that you've sworn.
It's a worry. I'm not going to deny it, Gary. I really need to straighten up.
Yeah, we were having lunch, Gary, and he said, I genuinely didn't realise I'd sworn.
Oh.
I'm starting to worry about what else I'm going to forget.
That's great.
All right, Husey with Ed Cavalier up next to drive you home. Tune in. Bye. It sounds like it's going to be a loose show.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.